Yeah, I can imagine.
I used to be just as scared when we'd go out in the, I'm just a scared cat, and I love the woods better than anything. But I'm scared of snakes and skunks and things like that. I just always had a horror of maybe running up on one, because they don't run. A snake, if you don't hem a snake up, they're not going to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you that. I just listen to that every time that they're on the television about those snakes. Unless you corner a snake or hem him up some way, he's not going to bother you. He's just as afraid of you as you are of him.
Mm-hmm. You can
but now the skunk is not like that.
Oh, really?
No.
Huh. They'll come after you?
I mean, they will.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Especially if you have a dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had a dog that mixed up with a skunk one time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there used to be so many around, especially when we lived out in the country, and they would get up under your houses and places at night, and if it would be just like this kind of weather.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, you could smell those things from my house. And there's no way that you could shut out the noise, that odor. You could just close up your house, and it was just not tight like they are now, you know, and there was just no way that you could cut out that, get you know, keep that odor from coming in. Oh, and that was terrible.
Yeah, every once in a while I'm driving, though. You know, just be cruising
along
and all of a sudden,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You probably hit one.
Yeah.
And if you hit one, it's days and days and days before you lose that odor.
Yeah, from the car. Did, have you ever seen something that's like a squirrel, but it's smaller?
Chipmunk.
They're a lot of them around.
They are the cutest thing.
Yeah, I know.
One day last summer, I was sitting out on the porch, and one came through my yard, just about that long.
Yeah,
the cutest little thing. Now, they have quite a few of those in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Some around the school there?
Uh-huh. Yeah. My sister's son and his wife live right near them, and they have a little girl, 2 years old, and she gets out and feeds them, and they'll come up to the back door.
Really?
They're the cutest thing.
Is there any word that you use for just like animals that raise the hen house? They're just a pest type animal?
Yeah. It's a fox.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The fox and the, of course we don't have coyotes down here,
no.
But you know, snakes will make the chickens, you know, just really, snakes just frighten the chickens to death.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the polecats and another thing is the coons. We have coons. They'll come in at night and raid the hen house.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there a word for like all those animals together?
I can't think now just what you call it. I guess there was.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
How do you like to call them? Just varmints?
Yeah. That's what it is. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Varmint.
Okay. Let's see. Alright. Oh, when we talked earlier when you went fishing, you ever come across those little things that make noises out in the marshes?
Frogs.
Yeah. What kinds are there around here?
Well, we have the bullfrogs and the regular other kind of frog, just a regular frog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have bullfrogs, and they're the kinds that you get the legs from,
yeah.
That you eat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They're delicious.
Are there around?
And then, of course, the tadpoles.
Mm-hmm.
Make the frogs.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen those little tiny ones that usually come out after spring rain?
Little tree frogs.
Uh-huh.
Little green things.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.